Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A good boss is more important than a good job. Would you say that is true? Do you believe in that?
Wow. A good boss is better than a good job.
Yeah. More important.
It's 98.9 to Buzz. Spaziano and Sandy, 51. Crisp to start. Summery to end. Mostly sunny, warm, humid, 82 degrees. Actually, tomorrow, swampy, 83.
Ooh, summer's back.
Yeah,
love
but
it.
Possibly a shower in the afternoon, 50% chance of rain, and there you go. So enjoy this day.
Okay, so I host a financial podcast called Seven Figures, Smart Money Strategies for Women. Mm-hmm. And it goes up every Friday, and I'm always looking for new guests to put on with practical advice about money, like what's a 401k. But then I also try to find those guests that have some insight on how to succeed, how to work up the ladder at the workplace, how to ask for more money and all that good stuff. So this one dude that I was talking to, and I was feeling him out. He's, I don't know what his title is nowadays. Everybody's a coach. So
right.
He was like career coach or something. Anyhow. He made a statement when I was on the phone with him that I was like, I don't know if I believe. Do I believe in that? A good boss is more important than a good job.
Wow.
And he firmly believes that is a true statement, especially nowadays. Maybe it wasn't back when. I don't know. Mm-hmm. That's why I'm bringing it up in generations. Based on your generation, what do you think?
So the number is 222-BUZZ. I'm a 50-something, and I don't believe that. It's not true. What do we live for? We live to work because we had to make money to live, right? It's the circle of life.
Right.
Nothing can be worse than having a horrible job and a good boss. See what I'm saying? I'd much rather have a job that I love and just can't wait to go to work and just love, and my money flows in and everybody's happy. You know what? The boss can screw himself. Go away. Fine. Oh, you're going to do this? You're going to make me do this? You're going to make me jump through hoops and micromanage me? Fine. I just ignore it and just do my thing. Fly under the radar. Work your job. You can have a crappy boss. It's fine.
Because it's like a revolving door. Because you've had a handful of bosses in your career.
And I had a crappy boss. And he literally micromanaged every word we said. And it was horrible. But you know what? I got to a point where I'm like, whatever, you know, I let it roll off my back like water. But I loved my job. I hated my boss.
Yeah.
And that's, so I'd much rather have a job that I love than have this fantastic, oh, hi, boss, I love you. I hate this job.
You know, it's so funny. I keep waffling how I feel about this. My traditional way of thinking is being in my 40s. We had an awful, and this was like decades ago. We had the worst ever boss possible. I mean, just the joke of all jokes of a boss, stereotypical, that's who we had.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't care. But my husband, because he was in a management role, it was really a big struggle for him. Mm. He was going through some crazy stuff with his family. You know, his mom just passed, and this boss was just awful. Wouldn't let him get time off. I mean, it was just awful where he's like, I want to walk away. I can't work for this guy anymore. And I was the old school way of thinking, like, who cares? That's why they call it work. You stick. It doesn't matter. He'll leave before you know it. Mm-hmm. Just fight through it. Don't worry about it. Who cares about if he's a good boss or not? This is a great job for you.
Mm-hmm.
So I was almost on that same page that you mm-hmm. said, Scotty.
How ironic is the boss I was talking about and the boss that you were talking about now work together? They got to be horrible.
They do?
Yeah.
Oh, God. I feel bad for everybody who works
there. They work in the same place
there.
Now. I know.
Do they really? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Well, anyhow, but now talking to more people, I don't know. What do you think? 222-2899. I don't know.
Starting to lean the other way now?
I'm not sure.
Good boss, crappy job?
I'm not sure. What is it? What do you feel? A good boss is more important than a good job? Is that true in your life or not?
Got calls coming in. Hi, The Buzz. What's your generation?
I'm 60 years old.
And you think it's true that it's better to have a good boss than a good job?
Yes.
I don't know. I mean, job's important. Go ahead. Tell us why. Tell us why.
Because you can have a great job. And if you have a boss who's riding your butt 24/7, it makes it very stressful and very hard for you to do your job.
Okay, so on the other hand,
if you have a good boss, it makes it easier to do your job, and you will excel.
So what if you have the dream job, a job you've always wanted, but a lousy boss? Are you saying to leave that job because the boss is making it impossible to work?
Well, if you want to work 24/7, stressful, and make your life more miserable, because it's not going to just end with your job, you're going to bring all that anxiety home. It's going to spill over onto your family. It's going to spill over onto your friends. You're going to be depressed. You're not going to want to do anything. How are you going to excel?
Okay.
Interesting angle. Thank you for your wisdom.
You're welcome.
222 Buzz is the number. Let's pick this line up. Hi, good morning. What's your generation?
I'm an 80s kid.
Okay.
An 80s kid. I love it. Oh, that's a nicer way to say it.
That's a great way
to
say
it. I
like that. Yeah. And okay. When I played Living in the Box earlier, did you hear that?
Yeah.
Well, that's all.
I'm a living in the car.
Okay. Pretty so
much.
Being old like us.
Oh, stop.
A good boss is more important than a good job. Do you believe that?
Okay. So your question was basically if you'd rather have a good boss.
Good boss. What? Yeah, better, a really good boss and not so good job.
Okay, well, I'll be honest with you. I had a pretty decent job, and it was. I thought it was going to head me to a career, but the micromanaging was so bad. I mean, so bad. I mean, you couldn't even go to the bathroom. It was that bad.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
No, I'm serious. It was a nightmare. So they were, like, very abusive, and it was horrible to the point where, okay, you want to mess with me? I'm going to mess with you.
Mm-hmm.
So I went and I ended up getting FMLA. So, and that when I walked into work, I was a protected worker. So it's like, I walked in, it's like, you can't touch this. I would go to work every day with that attitude and it helped, but it was a horrifying experience there. I finally ended up getting promoted and I have a job now where the managers and the directors, it's amazing. It's an amazing job. It's the same company, but a different part of the company.
Uh-huh.
And let me tell you, it makes a big difference from going from anxiety and not wanting to go to work and making yourself sick to being totally open and treated like a human being. Nah, I can't live or work in a micromanaged environment. It's horrifying.
So
it's
good boss, worst job is better off
so
than
you say
having.
It's valid. Okay.
Yeah, gotcha. Thanks for being on Generations. What's yours?
Good morning. I'm in my 30s.
Uh-huh. And is it better? You think it's better to have a good boss and a crappy job?
Supposedly, this statement was made because all of you guys in your 30s believe it. So do you believe it?
So I've been with my company for 12 years, and my boss and I are very, very close, and if she leaves, I probably will not stay at my job.
Oh, wow.
Wow. That's incredible.
I love my job. It's a great company. It's a great position, and it has nothing really to do with, like, it being a bad company, but she's what makes it enjoyable to go to work every day.
That's incredible.
So
wow.
If I had a different boss, I'd be worried that the enjoyment of waking up and actually going to work would be gone because it's all about teamwork. And I feel like you have to have a really good leader for that. Someone that's not necessarily a quote unquote boss, but someone that's there to
lead,
guide the
path. That's the hot phrase too. You lead.
Yeah.
Right. You're not a boss.
Lead.
You're a leader.
And so I definitely would be afraid if I had a different person in that position that it wouldn't be as enjoyable.
So you agree.
Awesome.
Thank you. Appreciate
all right,
the call. Hi to Buzz. Good morning. What's your generation?
So I'm 35. Uh-huh. I'm one of those millennials that likes to pretend they're not millennials.
Correct.
We're like some of the oldest millennials.
Oldest, yeah.
Hey, you're the wave of the future. We need you. So
right,
we are not judging you.
Right. So, you know, and when I was in my 20s, before I had kids, I wouldn't have agreed with that statement at all.
Yeah.
But I changed jobs about a year ago because I was looking for a more family-friendly environment because, you know, this is the first week of school and it had to be late because the buses are late.
Or
everything's changing. And having a boss that says, look, it seems like you've been having some trouble with time management. How can we help? As opposed to if you're late again, you're going to be fired. I mean, makes a really big difference.
Now, would you stick with the good boss if it meant less pay?
I did, actually.
I took a
job for less pay because I needed to be in a more flexible work environment.
You are so not millennial, by the way.
That in between, you know, like kind of.
But that is the mindset now. The newer generation, I don't know if I want to say the younger generation, but the next generation, they're looking and craving for that good, happy workplace environment anything else.
Really?
Yes.
Absolutely. Yep.
Okay.
I agree.
Thank you so much for being a part of Generations.
Thank you.
Okay. Hi, The Buzz. Good morning. What's your generation?
I'm the baby boomer.
Baby boomer. What is the, what's your take on this? Good job, or, you know, great boss and not so great job, or the other way around?
Well, I would say I would rather have a great job than a great boss because bosses come and go, you know, and if you don't like what your boss is telling you and you're doing a great job, he's got a boss somewhere.
Yeah, right.
And I've had this happen to where I'm doing this great job and I love my job. And you know, this guy is riding me and riding me and riding people on my team. And we say, hey, this ain't right. We're doing a great job here. You know, you should appreciate us for what we're doing. And he, you know, just kept on riding us. Mm-hmm. So I went to his big boss and said, hey, we're getting our quotas met. We're doing this. We're doing that. And this guy is just riding us and, you know, making us feel bad about this job that we love. So they said, well, do you think you can do a better job? And I said, yes. And they fired the boss and put me in charge.
Oh, my God. You got a promotion out of it.
That's a good way to end this.
Excellent. Perfect. Thank you very much. Thanks for being on Generations.
Hey, I'll tell you something else. You know, if you love your job, you should go out and work for yourself. That's the best opportunity, is being your own boss. Doing something you love and getting paid for it and being in charge. That's the best job ever.
Even better. Thank you for your wisdom.
No problem.
See you, man.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.